Hello, this is Blaise Bonpain with a comment. The history of mutiny is a history of consciousness. The study of mutiny is far more instructive than the study of imperial victories. But history is written by the victors, so students suffer from the boredom of unrestrained triumphalism. Mutiny in the Civil War was massive on both sides. Yankee immigrants who did not have $300 to buy their way out of the draft were resentful. Many left their ranks to seek meaningful employment. Mutiny was massive in World War I. General Pershing ordered his officers to execute the deserters. Pershing's officers did not comply. General Eisenhower approved the desertion execution of Private Slovak in World War II. Mutiny is punished by death in absolutist structures. It is simply the doctrine of infallibility as applied to the state. The mutinous and deserters of the Korean War may still be found in various parts of Asia. The mutiny in Vietnam was an indelible rejection of United States policy. Orders were ignored. Officers were assassinated by their own troops. A mutation had taken place in the concept of a soldier as a robot. Soldiers became conscious of how they were being used. Why have we deprived students of the history of mutiny? It seems we are afraid they too might break from an absolutist obedience to tyranny. Mutiny is a substantive component of world history. It must not be ignored. A sharp example of mutiny took place before the Civil War. It was the mutiny of the San Patricio Battalion in 1846, the war with Mexico. The war was a vicious conquest of Mexico, not by Spain, but by the United States. Abe Lincoln opposed the war with Mexico, saying that our troops were killed on Mexican soil as aggressors. Ulysses S. Grant described the war with Mexico as the most unjust ever waged by a stronger nation against a weaker nation. Robert E. Lee expressed similar sentiments. President Polk was full of fundamentalist manifest destiny and dreamt about taking everything down to Mexico City. The war ended in 1848, with the United States generously taking only half of Mexico. The Irish immigrants who fled the potato famine in their country came to the United States and were quickly inducted into the United States Army to vanquish Mexico. But United States Captain John Riley, formerly of County Galway, analyzed the situation and determined that this was a war of aggression against the Mexican people. He saw in the Mexicans the same love, the same hospitality, and the same church he had left in Ireland. Why should he fight these beautiful people? He brought his battalion to the Mexican side and fought against the invading gringos. Mexico honors the San Patricio Battalion every year. Ireland honors the San Patricio Battalion every year. We will honor them once we prefer critical thinking to absolutist conformity. The history of mutiny is a reflection of the history of consciousness. Filmmaker Mark Day has directed and produced a superb documentary, The San Patricios, on the San Patricio Battalion. And he has revealed the history of a few brave men who abandon a conquering army to follow their consciences. Mutiny is not a tragedy. The tragedy is that we feed our young people an endless diet of triumphal material and allow them to be deprived of a truth that hurts and liberates. Let's look at what the Israeli military, that is a good group of them, Israeli soldiers, have signed and stated within the last weeks. This is a direct quote from their proclamation. We who understand now that the price of occupation is the loss of the Israeli Defense Force's human character and the corruption of the entire Israeli society. We who know that the territories are not Israel and that all settlements are bound to be evacuated in the end, we hereby declare that we shall not continue to fight this war of the settlements. We shall not continue to fight beyond the 1967 borders in order to dominate, expel, starve, and humiliate an entire people. This is a quote from the Israeli military, many members of which signed this week in Israel. This is Blaise Bonpain. For a free copy of this commentary, you can contact us at the Office of the Americas. Our email, OOA@IGC.org. OOA@IGC.org.